Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
The Indiana Pacers, this resurgent, ascending franchise, has punched their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals for a second straight year. They have eliminated the 64-win top seed in the East, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they do it in five games by taking all three here in Cleveland.
Just couldn't believe it. Didn't want to believe it. Don't want to believe it. Still don't want to believe it. It's tough to win this league. Give them credit. We didn't do the things necessary. We're 0-3 at home. Let the city down, man. This place is special. This place is really special. We didn't get it done. Especially at home. That's what hurts, you know?
Frustration, I would say, is probably the biggest thing. I don't think we ever played up to our ability in the series, and that's credit to them. You know, they had a good game plan, but I would just say frustrated.
There's a lot of different things that happen in the game, so it's not just one particular thing that you could just say, but in those games, you have to win the ones that you can, and when you're up 20, you got to come out with that win. We did it multiple times, and we got to come out with the wins that we're capable of winning.
But winning is not easy. Some things have to go right, so you got to play well. We have a window with this group. I believe in everybody in here. We're a good team, so get in the gym, weight room, nutrition, whatever the hell it is, and get back at it, because y'all gonna write us the f*** off, man. But we'll be back. We let city down, let each other down. We'll be back.
This is Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Audio courtesy of TNT. I got my thoughts. Would you like to take it away to start things off?
Totally sucks. Incredible that this all-time great Cavalier regular season, in which they may never win that many games again in a regular season. Last night, none of that stuff mattered to any of the fans. So I feel for them. I feel for anybody that started saying the things that you get a little crazy saying, like using the term special, using the terms, hey, this is better than the LeBron years, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it better? It's better. Look, no drama, no drama. I feel better for anybody that wagered a lot of money. I had a lot of buddies with future bets with the Cavs last night, and these are people that normally don't bet the Cavs, so that's how special they thought this team was. And it blows. It blows because it's going to go down in the annals as one of the all-time great Cleveland. I don't know if you'd call it a collapse because it's over five games. Does a collapse seem like a right word? Is there a better way to describe what it is? Bad luck mixed in, right? Kenny Atkinson hit on that after the game. But I sat there kind of feeling like I know the league, and now I feel like I don't know the league at all, because on no planet did I ever think the Pacers could threaten the Cavs to that degree and then just kick their ass in five games. Like, that was not part of any of the options that were out there before the series.
So it is a collapse. Game two, you're up by 20. Game five, you're up by 19. A hush came over the crowd, an audible one, to begin the third quarter. When you freak out like that, when you don't even run an offense, it was just basically heave the ball down court and take the first shot. from anybody that was open from three in the third quarter. That's a collapse. To say that you're going to write us the bleep off, that's Donovan, right? And making sure that everybody knows that's correct. Donovan Mitchell. Well, you know, people hear it, and I don't know if they know if that's Donovan or not. There's a lot of mumbling going on last night. There's a lot of sad people going on. That we're going to write, that you're going to write us the bleep off. Yeah, they're going to write you off. They're going to write you off. I think a lot of Cavs fans are going to write you off because this is year three. Year three where you have been out-hustled, out-fought, outworked, out-tough. And I don't just want to blow it up because I'm mad, and I'm mad right now. I don't want to blow it up just because this game, the season has come to a crashing end way before it was supposed to. I don't want to just blow it up for those reasons. But I have to be open-minded to anything. And the reason is like, well, Ken, of course, everybody's open-minded. I know that. But there were previously players that I found were untouchable. Evan Mobley, untouchable. Donovan Mitchell, untouchable. Like, those guys were untouchable. Now, I'm open for anything. Because this atmosphere that they have, it don't work. It don't work when the time is needed. And my issue with him is that I don't trust him. I don't trust him, and Cavs fans don't trust him, and nor should Cavs fans trust him. They're a likable bunch of guys. They are fine people, I'm sure. But when things get like this, they consistently fade and wilt and get pushed around. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for them. It's certainly embarrassing for the fan base, because I think a lot of people talked themselves into this team being a championship caliber team this year. And I think a lot of those folks are upset about this. I'm not going to sit there and scream and yell and give Keith what he wants with me all red-faced and making an idiot of myself. I look at this very deliberately and go, this is year three. I left my yelling after the New York series. I left my yelling after the Celtics series. Clearly, there's something amiss. Clearly, there's not a talent issue. They're a very talented team. They're more talented, and I'll still say this until I'm blue in the face and dead, they are more talented than the Indiana Pacers. But they certainly got pushed around. They're certainly a bad matchup for them, and they are certainly not where they need to be a championship-caliber team. So then changes must seem to happen, have to happen. And I don't know how they make those changes, considering everybody who knows basketball, from Zach Harper to John Hollinger to Jason Lloyd, who will join us at 9:01, tells us, hey, you're kind of up against it with the second apron here, and so you're not going to be able to do it. But I think the Cavs fans will worry about that down the line. This is the first reaction I've been able to have about this, and I just sat there in my office staring into the abyss, trying to talk myself into it. Halftime, I tried to talk myself into it. And there were a lot of people, Ken, you got to throw the ball to the block. No, they are who they are. They're not going to throw the ball to the block because they're not tough. So they're not going to be able to do that with any sort of consistency. They're a three-point shooting team. They live by it, and they die by it. And when guys get nervous and they start chucking and taking terrible shots, then you're going to have what you had last night, and you're going to have what you had throughout this series. When you're up by 20 and you're up by 19 in two separate games, you let those leads go away, and you hear the crowd, you hear their nerves, that's a complete lack of trust. And something's going to have to change.
You went 0-for-3 at home against the Pacers.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, so, that was, if you would have given me 1,000 things that could happen in the series, I would have said, well, that's the one thing that I guarantee is not going to happen. They are not going to lose all three of these games at home against Indiana.
I like that Donovan likes Cleveland. And I know he's talking tough. And I know he can't do it by himself. So I'm not like, it's not a personal dig at Donovan. It's just, this whole thing has to change. Because it's one thing to not win. I can deal with not winning. As a fan, I've really won one thing in my entire life. So I can deal with that. I can
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Deal with heartbreak and disappointment. I've dealt with that my entire life. I'm from here, I'll die here. Those things I can live with. But not being a team that's tough, being a team that gets shoved around. We got people who get paid to do this for a living, begging them to put in Tristan Thompson to go walking around with a baseball bat for retribution physically with these other players. I mean, that is sad and pathetic. And that ain't even on the people who get paid to do this or the listeners who are calling in or any of the other stuff. That's on the Cavs. That's on the Cavs. You're a bunch of grown men. I don't live in your world. So I'm not trying to go out there and fight a bunch of seven-footers. I know that. But damn it, if Nick Wilson comes in here and takes pot shots at me and gets physical with me, well, there's got to be a problem there. If I decided to get physical with you, now, damn it, you should be able to lop it right back at me, whether it be with your words, which you are very cutting, or physically. Like, at some point, you're going to have to stand up for yourselves. This is 3 years of you wilting when the challenge was there. So nothing happens that makes me feel any better. The Celtics ain't going to make me feel any better tonight if they lose because Jason Tatum's hurt. It's just going to feel like another missed opportunity. So I am just flatly disappointed, disgusted, trying to find the words for it is a challenge because I still want to remain somewhat with it while not getting ready to verbally walk off the building. Because that's where I'm at right now, man. I'm at the point of saying things I can't take back about this group.
You used the term trust, and you said I can't trust them.
I don't trust them. I can't, that, I don't, and I won't next year if they're all back together.
Is that a blanket statement for everybody, or are there individuals you omit from that? Because I do trust Donovan. And I got to tell you,
he's part of it, so I can't trust him.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I can't trust him because he's a great player. He's a 6'3 guard, and he can't drag them all with him.
Well, sure.
He can't drag them all with him, so I'm sorry. Donovan, I can't trust you, bud.
LeBron couldn't do that in 09 and 10.
I know that.
And he was the best player in the game probably at that point.
I know.
So I don't
but
know.
I didn't know you in 09 and 10. Yeah. Maybe I didn't trust him then.
I'm not saying that's a condemnation of the whole team. I'm just trying to sort through. I think a lot of people today are going to go, that guy, no. That guy, no. That guy, yes. He's a keeper. That guy, no. And that's why I just wanted to be specific because – I mean, I can trust Donovan Mitchell. Like, that guy, he didn't have his jumper last night at all. You could tell he was banged up. He left for the locker room at one point, and then he willed himself to the free throw line 21, 23 times.
It's
like, that guy I do trust, and he was making big defensive plays as much as he could.
He's awesome, but it's the company you keep.
Okay, Evan Mobley.
Because I can't.
Evan Mobley, can you trust Evan Mobley?
No.
Because I thought Evan Mobley needed the ball. I thought he dominated when he caught the ball.
But I can't.
I thought every time he caught the ball, he got to about 5 feet and scored.
Great. Well.
And then they didn't get him the ball. And then he made a defensive player of the year moment with like 4 minutes left that ignited a three on the other end and cut the lead to three. And I'm like, we're going to win the game.
I'm glad we have these awards.
Like Evan, I trust. So I'm not going to use the blanket. So I'll take issue. If you say you can't trust anybody. Well, then how many guys in the league do you trust?
Oh, only a handful. That's the case. Well, I mean, as a team, but there's teams I trust. Do I not trust the Indiana Pacers as a group? Do I not trust them? They just embarrassed us in five games, week and a half. Yes.
If they lose to the Knicks or the Celtics end up winning that series, do you lose your trust in them then? The Indiana Pacers. Because I actually trust Evan Mobley the most right now.
No, I think Indiana's overachieving. I think Indiana's overachieving.
You just said you trust them more than you do anyone on the Cavs.
Yeah. Because I don't... you're not surprised that they lost the series?
Are you saying that's an overreaction?
I believe that's an overreaction.
Why? How's that an overreaction?
I think that this morning, the day after they have lost the series, you were overreacting.
I'm sorry. What team went out and beat the other team when they were 9-point underdogs, 8-point underdogs, 7-point underdogs?
Boy, Vegas was twisted in a pretzel all series.
I think
to
say
not?
You trust everyone on the Pacers over anyone on the Cavs
I didn't
is
say,
an overreaction. Well, that's
no,
the way it came off,
I didn't
Ken.
Say, well, then you got to listen a little bit better, sir, because I didn't say one for one. I said group for group. And because Donovan is only a 6'3 guard, and I know he's a great 6'3 guard, I'm sorry. He can't drag this collection of stiffs with him. LeBron could drag a collection of stiffs with him. Go back to 07. That team was garbage around him, with the exception of a couple of guys. God forbid. I'm not going to say anything bad about Zydrunas Okauskas. I'm not that mad. I'm not that mad.
I trusted Z before the 30 screws were pinched.
LeBron could drag a collection of stiffs. I'm so, again, let me say it for the record. It's not you, Donovan. It's the company you keep. And I don't think that, as I look at it right now, guys, we might just be stuck. So we're going to take calls over Giannis and LeBron and you name it.
Everybody.
Everybody. And I don't know if there's a damn thing they can do about it. So if they go to next season and it's the Core Four, which is a terrible nickname for a team that can't get out of the second round of the playoffs, who's you going to trust them? Ain't no one going to trust them. Ain't no one. 12-year-old kids will trust them. My son will trust them because he's a fan and he don't know any better. But his daddy... My cousin, where he takes his kids, he's a season ticket holder. The neighbor down the road, the grown men, they ain't trusting. They know better. They know better. Until they prove it.
So I thought it was very interesting. Kenny Atkinson yesterday.
Thought it'd be you that got me loud. It was Owen.
Very reserved. I enjoyed that. It was nice to just kind of sit that one out. Watching Atkinson, so he was very reserved, right, the whole game, which I was getting tweets about. People were not happy that Atkinson wasn't madder and pacing up and down. That's never been his style. So when they hired him, they were not getting a guy who's going to be Bobby Knight on the sidelines. That was never going to be part of that. And that's what people really liked about him. Cerebral, strategic, yeah. Analytical, intentionality. All those terms is what people liked about
He's
him all
Foy
year.
Gras, right?
Yes. But until they didn't like it. So right, like the honeymoon is over for Kenny. Kenny vouched for his guys big time. Now and so did Donovan. That's in front of the mics. What are those guys saying behind the scenes? Because I will tell you, Kenny Atkinson and then all the members of the team, and it all started with Kenny, mentioned toughness, mental makeup. It got mentioned like 34 times yesterday. So can you, and this is a larger, big, comprehensive theme question. The toughness, you know, you can work out in the weight room, but like Okoro's big, but is he tough, right? So there are questions like Donovan Mitchell, I think, is tough. Like, I watch him battle. I have no issues with his toughness at all. But mental, is that something you can improve, or do you either have it or you don't? And that's an entire question that the offseason they are going to be mulling over.
My biggest issue is that if they're saying it that much in a post-game press conference, they didn't just think of that and the Correct. Moments it took between the game and the press conference. They've been talking about that for a long time. So, again, what's changed? What's changed? What did you do to change? You didn't do enough. I can't say nothing, because I don't know, but you clearly did not do enough. So, yeah, the trust is out the window. No, absolutely not. 216-474-0092. All right, what do you want to do with them? What do you guys want to do with them? You can't just say put them in a boat and ship them over Lake Erie to Canada. You can't just say that. But what do you want to do with them? 216-474-0092.
I don't even know that we're allowed to exchange.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.